This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for help keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers over to the post office, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockeys. Suicide jockey Tom leads the pack, hauling our gas and our diesel and our jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S after it, America, all one word, all lowercase. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, he is the chairman of that, host of Military Matters show as well. His name is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Hey, you mentioned all the places where Captain and America's Third Watch is. Most important to me is America's Third Watch is all over my laptop, my iPhone, and my desktop.
You got it where it counts. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I'm ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, today is the one-year anniversary of the United States putting their tail between their legs and bailing out of Afghanistan. Any thoughts?
Yeah, we've talked about this quite a bit, and it's an ongoing thing, but no serious introspection on that is going to occur until after November. And it's not a matter of just bringing up old things. If we do not learn the lessons from the past, and many of them are ongoing. I mean, there are still ongoing issues with that withdrawal. It's not something that's just something to be shunned aside. But, clearly. Even though it was time for us to get Afghanistan, we've been there long enough. The manner in which we extracted ourselves from Afghanistan was horrendous. And American citizens paid the price. Those that were nationals in Afghanistan that were faithful to us have paid the price. And, of course, look at the state of Afghanistan now. It's lost. I'm not saying we need to go back to Afghanistan. I'm not a neocon. But nevertheless, never again do we need to, one, get involved in the way that we did, and two, never again should we ever withdraw in the manner in which we did.
Well, we lied our way out of Afghanistan. That's what I don't like about it. We lied our way out. You're right. We left 100,000 people there. We left something like 10,000 Americans there where they said, oh, we got all the Americans out. No, they don't. And I was yelling at to begin with that we didn't. We had people that were still there. But the fact of the matter is, when you take a look at the operational plan that they put together and what they were supposed to do, how in the hell do you give them $83 billion worth of military equipment and not get that out of country? That should have been gone.
Yeah. To even refer to as an operational plan is almost makes me grin and want to laugh because it really wasn't an operational plan. Not in the sense that military planners, myself and those that have do it at the national and global level would consider operational planning, and it wasn't done. It was totally politically driven for the wrong reasons. It was planned poorly and then executed poorly.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, George the Godfather's chiming in saying hello. Good morning to George. And he's reminding us about...
good morning, Godfather.
He's reminding us about Kabul and the 13 that died, which never should have happened.
Yeah, that should not be forgotten. And thank you, Godfather, for reminding us of that. And we need to forever do that. There's so many things that many folks want to put by the wayside or distract us with other things. But you know what? We're Americans. We can walk and chew gum. We can remember and remedy the things that we do wrong so that we never repeat those and still pin to current events and all that. And it takes folks like, the listeners out there on America's Third Watch and organizations and groups that we're involved with that will ensure that Americans continue to walk and chew gum.
Well, you know, they've got a Fox reporter that's been on the ground for the past couple of days in Afghanistan, and I guess they're allowing him to broadcast for whatever reason, trying to show the kinder side of the Taliban and how things have changed over there. But I didn't see a lot of change, and I saw the look in their face with the machine guns up on the trucks and all that stuff, and they looked like they were ready to go at a second's notice.
Yeah, and there's some good news. And Captain, there's a with all the Afghanistan, Ukraine, Afghanistan, there's a lady.
All right, hold that thought. You got the music coming here. Hold that thought. On the way back, we will talk about that and a whole bunch more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and how do I know that? Because I looked out the window.
Hired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And my conversation with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright brought to you by Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive, with all those Nissan dealerships and another one coming. Now remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors too all get great deals offered to them on their vehicles. Now, Nissan locations in Crystal River, the flagship store happens to be in Newport Richey. And let's not forget that we also have the Nissan and Acura stores side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. But the brand new one is coming to Brooksville in a very short time, we hope. They're waiting on getting the inside all taken care of. Almost there. But Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Veterans Expressway. So there you go, Brooksville on that one. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Thank you very much, Colonel, for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome, Captain. I thought I would finish up because it ties in so many things we talk about here.
Sure.
There's a gal. She's a recently retired from the military, a Marine, and her name is Megan Hall. And a couple months ago, she was appointed by the state commander for the American Legion here in the state of Florida to head up a fairly new division on women veterans affairs. And you are one of the contacts that I gave her. And because of the things that she deals with, she's focusing on women's veterans issues. One of the state commander's charters to her is that why is it we have such a huge number of women's veterans from recent conflicts, in particular Afghanistan, Iraq? Why is it that they are not being appealed to join veteran service organizations like the Legion, like the VFW, and like the Disabled American Veterans and AmVets. And so she's going to be on the video podcast for Military Matters next week. She's also been asked to talk about the issues of those that are recovering and that recently left and that are working to help those who are still in Afghanistan and Iraq and our conflicts there. And so I gave her your contact, and I told her about the folks that Zoom out of Mission Barbecue with you once a month with the Pineapple Express. And I gave her a special operations contact that's dealing with folks out of the Ukraine that are starting to work together with Pineapple Express. And so I'm excited about her contacting you to reach out to others. I've also tried to put her in contact with the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs because there's folks there. Because what they're doing is they're doing interviews with people that are not just women, but those that have recent younger veterans that have left our recent conflicts, to talk to them about the issues that deal with everything from veteran suicide to post-traumatic stress disorder to some of the things that they're dealing with. And I'm excited about that. And so, Captain, when she gets in touch with you, I know you'll be able to steer her towards some of the Pineapple Express and some other folks that will help her to get the story out so that we can make a little bit of chicken salad out of the chicken. You know what?
You're making me hungry.
Created with our withdrawal from places like Afghanistan.
Yeah, now you're making me hungry. Listen, I want to talk about Syria before we go to something different here. Aerial drones attacked U.S.-led forces near the Al-Tanf garrison in the southeastern part of Syria early Monday morning, prompting our forces to launch a defensive attack. Now, the U.S.-led Combined Joint Task Force, Operation Inherent Resolve, announced in their statement that, quote, coalition forces successfully engaged one of the UAS, preventing its impact. A second UAS detonated within an MAT forces compound, resulting in zero casualties or reported damage. And the other attempted one-way UAS strikes were not successful. Now, that was the statement. What do you make of all that?
Yeah, I promised somebody that was on our Military Matters podcast last night that I would try harder to be a glass is half full instead of a glass is half empty person when it comes to Military Matters issues. This is one of them. One, it's a good news story. We struck down some things that potentially could have done harm, but it's also a reminder to the American people and to us that we are still at war against Russia and its Syrian surrogates there in Syria, the same as we are in Ukraine and other places like that. And so we really haven't come to grips as a nation with what that means and what it should mean and what long-term, what our interest and what our presence should be. So, but I'll just say that I'm glad that we're able to stop harm and that some of them fell where they could not do harm. That's a good news story. But it should make us more mindful of what our mid- and long-term strategies are and our interests, defining what our interests are throughout the Middle East and throughout other places in the world.
Okay, hang on a second. We're going to take a call. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind this time?
Well, I got two things I want to say. You said
make it one because I don't have a lot of time here.
You said we lied our way out of Afghanistan, and the colonel says we can walk and chew gum at the same time, okay? And you discussed the phenomenon of how we got out of Afghanistan, and you kind of hinted it was something new. No, it's not. I mean, we've been doing this since 1950. We bugged out of Korea when we could have won that. We got rid of MacArthur when he wanted to take across the Yalu. We could have put the Chinese away. There might not have been no communist China because we had the nationalists that were volunteering to help us. Okay, so this is not the newest phenomenon. We did the same thing with Vietnam. We lied our way out of that.
Okay, well, Colonel, I shut him off because I want to talk to you. We've got too much to talk about here in a short time to do it, but you want to make any comment in reference to that?
Yeah, well, the truth is almost always somewhere in between that. I mean, he is right on a couple things, but even if we had taken over North Korea, that would have fundamentally changed what's going on there, but it would not have eliminated the Communist Chinese Party. It would still be alive and well as it is. MacArthur was fired for all the right reasons. Now, whether nationally and Truman, and we should have come up with a policy that would have led to more total victory in Korea, that's a different story. But North Korea keep your eyes on the fundamental bases here, China and Russia, primarily China, and the other greatest national security risk is our porous southern border. So China first is the main national security threat, followed by our porous southern border, and then Russia and its surrogates in the Middle East. That's the third thing. So we got to stay focused on that, not lose sight, not be look back and say what might have been. Where are we at now? What are American national security interests now? And that's where we need to go.
Now, the Justice Department, after saying last week they wanted total transparency, and after Merrick Garland said he wanted to release the affidavit to the public, all of a sudden yesterday says, well, we don't want the Trump affidavit released publicly.
Listen, Americans know that this is politically driven, and notwithstanding the talking points that you hear out of MSNBC, CNN, and others, I looked over some of those last night to see what the take was, and those are so predictable and so transparently politically driven by the media and all that. We'll see which way it falls. We don't know what's going to come out. I'm interested. As an American, I'm very interested, and I understand that in normal times, there are certain things in an ongoing investigation that you don't want the world to know. But I'll tell you what, it begs so many fundamental questions about, okay, what is there? Is there a there? I think in the long run, we're going to find out. I hope it's sooner rather than later. Things don't move as fast as I'd like them to or as fast as Americans would like to do, but we'll see. The truth will set us free.
Yes, sir, buddy. Yes, sir, buddy. And you are absolutely right, what you've said there. Now, we're running out of time. We've got about 30 seconds. Please tell us about the Republican, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus.
Yeah, Captain, I want to thank you for your promotion of us. I know you will be with us on the 24th of September.
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be a great thing. So I'm very proud that the Republican Liberty Caucus is true to its grassroots. We're getting involved across the state and the nation in winning school board and winning county commissioner and advocating for folks so that we can get constitutionally conservative peoples elected and not just simply allowing the Republican Party to do the work, because the party doesn't do that work in most places. And we are the conscience of the Republican Party, and we're going to stay true to that. And I'm proud of the efforts that we've had. We're making a difference here. Well, I'm at Manatee County. But we're doing it in the state, and we're doing it in the nation. So the Republican Liberty Caucus, national, state, and county, Google it, look it up, join us.
All right, sir. Look forward to seeing you soon. Have a great day.
All right, Captain. You have a great day.
All right. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, always a privilege, always an honor. And don't forget to check out his Military Matters show that he puts up on YouTube. We do a Zoom. It's like we're all on television when we do it. Once in a while, I get involved. I'll be right back with Jackie Toledo.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's primary day in Alaska and Wyoming. Big race for Wyoming's only congressional seat is between Liz Cheney and Trump-backed candidate Harriet Hageman.
I have a long record and history of working and fighting on behalf of Wyoming.
The Justice Department stumbled on Monday, now claiming the affidavit supporting the search warrant for President Trump's home, the probable cause portion of the search warrant, shall remain a secret and away from the public. Workers at Amazon's San Bernardino, California Air Hub walked off the job Monday in protest for better wages and working conditions. More than 150 people participated in the walkout. The Trump Organization's finance chief is expected to plead guilty Thursday on tax fraud charges. Alan Weisselberg is expected to carry a sentence of 5 months in jail. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before I get to Congressional Candidate 415, Jackie Toledo, I need to tell you this portion of the show being brought to you by Relief Factor. And for those of you suffering with pain, whatever it might happen to be, give this a try. It just might get you out of it. And I'll tell you what, it's working for me, and I've been taking it for over 8 years. Relief Factor, the 1995 3-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. 1995 and a 3-week quick start, 1995 is all it costs. Been the same price for the 8 years I've been taking it. And that's the 3-week quick start. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, joining us right now, we have Jackie Toledo, who is a candidate for Florida 15th Congressional District. And good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me again.
Well, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure, and you always are so cheerful and happy. But I guess that's what happens when you have a house full of kids.
Yes, and 7 days before a primary election, so I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, and we're going to be watching the primary election because we'll be, of course, getting the results out to the people here in the area as much as we can, plus all around the country, too. We're going to be watching a lot of different races around the country. But you're involved in a race that's got, I don't know, 4 or 5 people in, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, but I think you're the only one... Well, actually, there's another one. I don't remember the name. Doesn't matter. But there's two of you that have held elected position before, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Right.
And everybody else is what we call a newbie.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what we want to know. Why is the primary vote important? Many people don't vote in a primary.
Yeah, sadly, you're right. Most people just want to vote either Republican or Democrat down the ticket. And, you know, you have to pick the right Republican, especially right now and what's happening in our country. We need a warrior. We don't need just someone who's going to go up there and take orders from someone else. So I think it's very important to vote in primary and pick the right Republican to represent you, the right person who represent your values and your drive and your families. And that's why people should be voting in the primary, not, you know, just any Republican. When I knock on doors, people ask me, oh, if you're a Republican, I'll vote for you. And I'm like, wait, there's five of us. You know, look at our, you know, look at what we've accomplished in life. Look at what we've done in life, you know, and make your decision based on that. So I think it's the most important decision you make, but people aren't doing it. And I'm looking at the numbers and the turnout, and it's such a low turnout. So we need everyone to call everyone else to tell them, go vote. You can vote early right now from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and many early voting locations.
I already did last week started. Yeah, I got my vote in early. By the way, that's what sets you apart from your opponents.
Yes. I mean, obviously, I'm out there knocking on doors, trying to earn the votes, and my opponents are, you know, inundating mailboxes and TV airwaves, just trying to buy this election. I've had experience in the legislature, like you've mentioned. I've accomplished things. You know, a lot of politicians say they're going to do things, but once they get there, they don't do anything. They're not acceptable.
Well, see, that's what I know about you. I remember when you got elected and people were going, oh, she's not going to be able to do anything. Really? Really? You knocked them dead in Tallahassee.
That's right. I was able to accomplish what I set to do. And I'm planning on doing the same, trying to win our country back, because right now more is at risk in our country than ever. So, but then coming back, you know, I believe in term limits. You know, I went to Tallahassee for 6 years. I could have been there for 8 or even 12 years or 16 years if I wanted to stay in both the House and the Senate. But I accomplished what I set out to do. But D.C.'s broken, and I'm a mom on a mission to clean up this mess.
Speaking of broken, how do you feel about 87,000 new IRS agents?
It's outrageous. They're going after everyday taxpayers. We are funding them, which is ridiculous. We should be sending them to the border, not to taxpayers. I mean, it's just an additional cost, of course. Nothing surprises me, sadly, with the Biden administration. But, you know, we should be simplifying the tax code, not making it more complicated, and sending armed agents to go after, like I said, everyday taxpayers. I mean, and now we're all going to have to incur the cost of getting an accountant if we never have. It's really sad that they're going after the middle class. So I'm going to fight back on that and repeal that and do everything I can that we do not have to.
Over 50% of the people that they audited last year made less than $75,000, and over 50% of that group made less than $25,000.
Right. I mean, because you have to do your own taxes. You can't afford, you know, an additional $200 or whatever it is to hire someone to do it. So you're bound to make mistakes, and mistakes are, you know, we're human. So we shouldn't have to go to jail or, you know, be penalized for a simple mistake, you know. So, again, we should be simplifying it, not having this as a solution.
Well, I know you have a plan in place. So what's the first thing you plan on doing when you get to Washington, D.C. as a congressional representative?
Securing our borders. I'm an immigrant here, and I came legally when I was 5 years old. And when I came, I was separated from my mom so she could ask for permission. What is happening at our borders is not happening anywhere else in the world. So we have these open borders. You see illegal immigration. You see human trafficking, fentanyl, opioids crossing through our border. That needs to stop, because it's contributing to high crime rates. And like I mentioned, human trafficking, that's something I've championed for the last 6 years in the Florida House. And, you know, it's devastating. We are the number one consumers, and they're the number one contributors to human trafficking. So that is something that I'm very passionate about. We need to build the wall. We need to secure our borders and come up with a process because this is not working for Americans.
Now, where do you want to send people to find out more about you? Is it your website, JackieToledo.com?
Yes, my website. They can go on social media to follow me, Jackie Toledo for the number 4 Congress, and then they could see what I'm doing daily. But, you know, there's various ways to get the information about my race because obviously there's a lot of misinformation being sent by my opponents and attack ads. Sadly, that's what politics has come down to. But I think the voters are going to be smarter than that and look to the truth and the accomplishments that I have had, and hopefully I can earn their votes.
Well, we understand the purpose behind the attack ads because people can't stand them, and it suppresses the voters' turnout, and we get that.
Yes. Sadly, you're right. I mean, people start to say, I'm not going to vote in that election because they're all going at it, and, you know, that's not what we want. We want you to do your homework. I leave my cell phone number on my palm cards when I come visit. I have, you know, I'm available, you know, on all social platforms.
Well, I got to tell you that somebody named Flip, I don't know if you know Flip or not, he's one of our Navy vets. He says, you're awesome. And I got a question for you from one of our regulars. Let's go. Okay, Bagham and Bob, make it quick.
Yes, sir. Jim. Hello, Jackie.
How are you?
Yeah, hey, I wonder what you're going to do to disincentivize the people from coming across the border. It's one thing to put up a wall, but it's another thing to give them an incentive to come in.
Okay.
And
thank you. Thank you. Okay. You know, I know you have something in mind there.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We shouldn't be incentivizing people to come. We need to be sending them back, and that's the first thing we need to be doing because if you don't have a job, then you shouldn't be coming here. I know I've talked to business owners that say we cannot fill the labor force in the country. That is a problem, so we have to address those problems. But if you're not a woman or child and you're a refugee, those are questions we need to be asking, not just allowing anyone crossing our border.
Isn't that why we had the H-1B visa program?
Absolutely.
To bring in people that were qualified to do the jobs.
Exactly. And we should be enforcing those laws, not having, you know, open borders where everyone gets free things that we as taxpayers end up paying for. That's ridiculous. And it's, you know, not something that any immigrant wants to see. And I've talked to many immigrants, those that are even Democrats that are switching parties because they're sick of these open borders.
Okay, well, Jackie, we're running out of time here. We're going to hit the music here in just about a second. Here it comes. I want to thank you very much for being on the program. Jackie Toledo is her name. Florida 15 is where she's running for Congress. And her website is Jackie Toledo, just like Toledo, Ohio, JackieToledo.com, right?
That's right.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Jackie Toledo. Thank you very much. JackieToledo.com. All right, folks. Coming back. Final segment. Don't go nowhere. No how. I will be back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
A warning to robbers. What recently happened in Las Vegas won't just stay in Vegas. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Recently in Las Vegas, two young burglars stepped into the Smokestrom Smoke Shop on West Sahara Avenue. One of the two robbers grabbed the store owner's tip jar, and his accomplice proceeded to snatch other items. Store owner Johnny Nyan politely asked the suspects not to take items from his store without paying and just leave. However, that was like asking a Democrat or Rhino to actually care about our republic. So needless to say, the young burglars decided to take more stuff. Then one of them hopped over the counter thinking he would beat down Mr. Nyan, the store owner who asked the thugs to leave. As things got physical, the store owner was forced to defend himself against the younger and stronger burglar. He grabbed a sharp object and quickly stabbed the young thug and quickly called 911. Both suspects were arrested and investigations are ongoing. Hopefully, young wannabe thugs will restrain themselves because, like the Las Vegas store owner, more business owners will teach you to leave people and their property alone. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program brought to you by Dominique Spines and Decor. Of course, Dominique Spines and Decor located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down in Sarasota. Now, for you people listening around the country, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. So if you're looking for some pieces or parts, or maybe you need some blinds or shades or shutters, you can give them a call wherever you're at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and they'd be more than happy to work with you and help you out. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, I got a message here, and I'm going to read it. And thanks for Marty, wherever you're at, Marty. Marty says, so now the FBI has taken numerous boxes of materials from Trump's home. Where are they? Well, some of them are going to come back to him, it appears, Marty, because they did take some things that they weren't supposed to. Now, turned over to the National Archives, supposed to be, passed around the FBI for whatever reason, could be, given to the DOJ, not yet, or being perused by the January 6th committee. Now, that's a thought that has stuck in my mind with all of this, that this is all about the January 6th committee and the gotcha stuff, trying to get Trump on something so they can get him indicted and say, look what we did, January 6th. And, of course, Liz Cheney would like nothing better than to have that happen. And then Marty says, how much of the materials will be lost? Well, that's another good question, Marty. Again, who knows at this point? Who knows? At this point, I certainly don't. And Fred down in Fort Lauderdale saying, how much clout does a freshman congresswoman have? As much as she can possibly get away with. How's that? They're at the bottom end of the seniority spectrum, but they've got to vote just like anybody else. And if incumbents cannot get any of this resolved, how does she? Well, you got to stand up there. You got to get in people's faces. And you got to say, I'm going to do it, period. And I mean, that's what's done. And I think that anybody that goes to Congress for the first time, and as a matter of fact, I'll go one further. When I lived down in Sarasota, the freshman congressman that got elected was somebody by the name of Vern Buchanan. He hit the ground running down there. And I mean, he hit the ground running and got a lot accomplished his first couple of years. Now, his perennial thing has been to balance the budget, put forth the balance the budget bill. Now, whether or not that's going to happen or not eventually in my lifetime or anybody else's is highly doubtful, but it's hard to believe that they can't get that done. Just hard to believe that they can't get that done. And thanks very much, Flip. I'll look at your thing there in a minute. But we've got plenty of work to do, folks. Plenty of work to do to get this country right again. And we can do it. We can keep America great by making America great. No more second class, second fiddle, sit on your duff. The government's going to take care of me and all that stuff. No, no, no. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You want something, go out there and work for it. Go out there and work for it. If you want something, get out there and go work for it. You'll find out you'll be able to get it. And you'll feel better about the whole process to begin with by getting out there and working for what you wanted. It's called self-esteem. And you're also gaining respect in the world in which you live in when you get out there and you start accomplishing things. People will respect you. Maybe you don't care, but most people do. Yeah, I saw that picture, Flip. All right. And Flip is having fun today. Now, let's not forget that we have plenty of work to do in this country. Never mind Europe. And by the way, foreign aid, hey, if they don't like us, what the hell are we doing giving them money? If they threaten, well, if they shoot at us, if they threaten to blow us up, if they say, Yankee, go home and all that stuff, fine. Go home and let's take our money with us. Stop giving money to people who don't deserve it. And when you walk around with your hand held out like some of these people do, these countries, maybe we hadn't ought to be going there to begin with. You think? Just saying. We can't be the watchman of the world, but we can be the final solution to the problem if they want to bring it to us. That's something that that a lot of people forget about. We don't have to be out. We don't have to be marching around in the middle of Iraq or in the middle of Iran or in the middle of Afghanistan or any of the places we've been or might want to go again. And by the way, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. But mark my words, I think we're going to be back in Afghanistan again in the not-too-distant future. The situation is going to force itself to where the human rights violations are going to be so much and so awful and so terrible, because we're only hearing part of what's going on there. Remember, they do not respect women. They do not respect women. Now, they're allowing some of the girls to go to school because they're too close to the public eye, but not all of them. Not all of them. And here's something else real quick. Georgia? Georgia? A new poll today shows Stacey Abrams is 8 points behind the current governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, who's running for re-election. She's not able to do better than 45 points. Today she's at 43.5. Warnock is going backwards. He's gone from 50 to 43.6, and Herschel Walker has barely pulled ahead of him. But Walker is trending upward, while Warnock is trending downward. You got to get Georgia straight up there, folks. You folks listening to me in Atlanta and Valdosta and up there in Brunswick. And let's see, where else are we at up there? But anyway, I can't think of where it's where they play the Masters. But anyway, you folks, you got to get it right up there. You got to get it right up there. So please, please pay attention and vote the right people in this time. Look what it got you the last time. Nothing. All right, I will be back tonight with more. It's election night somewhere. We're going to have the results for Liz Cheney. We'll be broadcasting those tonight. Have a great day. God bless you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.